So with him gone, is there a number two who then rises up to number one?
There is a number two. It is Ayman Zawahiri. But again, I would echo what Steve has said. This is a loose an infrastructure. His death has been symbolic. And I think that symbolism now is, it no longer matters. It's irrelevant. And there are many Pakistanis who are actually quite indifferent to his death. In fact, if you were to poll Pakistan, quite frankly, they would say that a Muslim has passed. And so the response from even the local street in Pakistan has been rather muted. And I think what we should really worry about is not Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, if you look at the foreign fighter force in Pakistan, has been a few hundred people. We really should worry about the local jihadi tanzims or the organizations. There's a plethora of organizations inside Pakistan. If you think of what India and Afghanistan are most concerned about, it's local organizations like Lashkar-e-Taiba, Badr al-Mujahideen, or Jaish-e Muhammad. There's a number of organizations that are these smaller franchises that pose a greater threat, not only to the region, but also potentially to America.
Well, okay, so that comes to the next question, which is, to what degree do we have cooperation from the government of Pakistan to pursue any of these other groups, if indeed we now have these questions about whether Pakistan, in essence, sheltered bin Laden?
Well, even before the circumstantial evidence about bin Laden's hiding place surfaced over the last couple of days, there were frustrations in the American intelligence community about the willingness of Pakistan's intelligence service to do everything that it could.